It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. It was 100 years ago last Wednesday that Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring caused scandal and a riot at its first performance in Paris. Dozens of witnesses left accounts of the evening, but they tend to say different things. According to some, blows were exchanged, objects were thrown at the stage, and at least one person was challenged to a duel. There's no doubt that there was a lot of noise. Contemporary press reports make that clear. Director of the Studies at School of Advanced Studies and Social Science in Paris, Esteban Buch, says it's difficult to deny that something really extraordinary took place, but he points out that if you look at the accounts given over the months, years, and decades that followed, the riot acquires greater importance as time goes on. Stravinsky himself said that when he first played the beginning of the Rite of Spring to Sergei Diaghilev, the founder of the Ballet Russe, Diaghilev asked him, "Will it last a very long time this way?" To which Stravinsky replied, "To the end, my dear." The performance continued to the end, despite the rowdiness of the audience, and one thing most accounts seem to agree on is that there was an ovation. There were 5 more performances in Paris and 4 in London. Who is the teaching wizard behind 5, count them, 5 of the pianists in the Van Cliburn Piano Competition in Texas right now? That would be one William Grant Nabore, head of the International Piano Academy Lake Como in Italy, widely acknowledged as one of the most successful piano teachers in the world. A Yoda of the piano, as he's been described. Nabore makes the trek from Rome, where he lives, to be at the competition and be with the students. Francois Dumont is one of 5 Cliburn contestants, along with Italians Alessandro Diljavan, Alessandro Taverna, and Luca Barato, along with Japan's Tomoko Sakata. Since his first Cliburn in 1997, Nabore has brought a total of 19 students to the event. 8 have advanced to the semifinals, 4 to the finals, and 1, Stanislav Judinich, in 2001, has been a gold medalist. "In my school, we don't tolerate ugliness when it comes to producing a piano sound," he said. "What we very much seek out, however, is a spectacular virtuosity," Nabore says. Seems to work. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.